Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Mistress Carey Situation Report for June 2nd, 2023. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Danzig is headed to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 11th, and 3 Days Grace and Chevelle will be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on October 14th. Tickets for both shows go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. U.S. Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. and Frank Pallone Jr. have introduced what is being called the Boss and Swift Act in the House to regulate ticket sales for concerts. The bill seeks to bring transparency and regulation to what they describe as the badly corrupted live events ticket market. The updated legislation follows the introduction of the Taylor Swift bill in Massachusetts that would require ticket selling companies or resellers to disclose the complete cost of tickets, including all required and associated fees, before customers make a purchase, what the industry has been calling all-in pricing. The legislation looks at hidden fees, on-sale transparency, buyer protection, speculative tickets, and fake websites. Speaking of Bruce Springsteen, he took a painful-looking tumble after a recent show in Amsterdam. With the guitar wrapped around his neck, the 73-year-old stumbled while walking up a flight of steps to join the rest of the band when disaster struck at the Johan Cruyff Arena. Bruce Springsteen fell and landed on his back and laid there for a few seconds, prompting his bandmates to rush to his side to check on him. Luckily, however, no damage was done. Springsteen eventually got back up on his feet with the help of security guards, saying, quote, "Good night, everybody," as he jokingly picked up his guitar and started the show again. A recently unearthed draft of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody has revealed that the classic song originally was called Mongolian Rhapsody. According to one of the 15 pages from early drafts of the rock opera, the famous 1975 song by Freddie Mercury had the title Mongolian Rhapsody at the top of the page. The paper is from a now-defunct airline, British Midland Airways. Mercury's original drafts are currently on display in a new auction exhibition at Sotheby's Auction House in London. Freddie Mercury, a world of his own, shows some of his private collection and belongings. Lyrics to Somebody to Shove, We Are the Champions, and Don't Stop Me Now are also included in the auction that contains more than 1,500 items from his London home, which had gone untouched for 30 years, including a pair of his high-top Adidas sneakers, his aviator sunglasses, a personal leather jacket, and other iconic Queen items that are now available to view. A portion of the sales income will go to Mercury Phoenix Trust and the Elton John AIDS Foundation. The exhibition will be showcased at Sotheby's in London from August 4th through September 15th, and you can check out the items online. Guns N' Roses kicked off their 2023 tour yesterday with a set at the Etihad Arena in Abu Dhabi. The band, digging deep for the set list, performing Anything Goes, Pretty Tied Up, and Bad Obsession, songs that haven't been played since 1988, 1992, and 1993. Guns N' Roses also announced their opening acts for their tour. Appearances by The Pretenders, Carrie Underwood, and Dirty Honey are on the list. Guns N' Roses head to Fenway Park in Boston on August 21st, with The Pretenders opening the show. Paul McCartney and Wings' song Live and Let Die, that was famously covered by Guns N' Roses, is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a new remix on Dolby Atmos. It was mixed by George Martin's son, Gilles, and Steve Orchard. The special mix provides an immersive experience for the listener, putting them right in the heart of the action and acting as a reminder as to why Live and Let Die has become a timeless and universally beloved classic. The song is from the James Bond 007 film Live and Let Die, with the score being produced by George Martin. After his debut in the Fast and the Furious franchise with Fast Five, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has become a new star in the series with subsequent roles in Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, The Fate of the Furious, as well as his own spinoff with Jason Statham, Hobbs and Shaw. However, Johnson sat out F9 after clashing on set with Vin Diesel. He later publicly rejected an invite to return to Fast 10 before unexpectedly popping up in the credits. There's currently no release date for the new Hobbs project, but Fast 10 Part 2 is expected to arrive in 2025. Though Part 2 is expected to be the final installment of the series, Diesel recently teased that there could be a 12th movie. A new feature-length documentary digging into the true story of the infamous R&B duo Milli Vanilli has been acquired by Paramount Plus. The film, simply titled Milli Vanilli, will make a world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 10th before debuting on Paramount Plus this fall. Billy Joel has announced his long-running monthly concert residency at Madison Square Garden in New York is drawing to a close after nearly a decade. Joel's final concert as part of the series will take place on July 2024, with Joel's 104th show as part of the residency and his 150th performance at the venue overall. According to the New York Times, Joel announced his final 10 shows as part of the residency, which will take place in October, during a press conference at the Garden yesterday, saying that he's kind of flabbergasted that the series has lasted as long as it did. My team tells me that we could continue to sell tickets, but 10 years, 150 shows, all right already. And British rockers Bring Me the Horizon have surprised fans with a new track called Amen, featuring acclaimed rapper Lil Uzi Vert and hardcore legend Daryl Palumbo of Glassjaw, is now available via RCA. And speaking of new music, it is a massive day of new releases. Avenged Sevenfold releasing their new album, Life is But a Dream, today. Bob Dylan's releasing Shadow Kingdom. Buckcherry releasing Volume 10 today. Cowboy Junkies releasing their new album, Such Ferocious Beauty. The Foo Fighters' new album, But Here We Are, is available today, along with the Hollywood Vampires' new live album, Live in Rio. Whitsitt Chapel, the new album from Jelly Roll, is available today. And Louise Post of Veruca Salt is releasing her debut solo album today called Sleepwalker. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats are releasing What If I, the EP. Nickelback are releasing Get Rollin' the Deluxe Edition. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds album, Council Skies, is available. Rancid, Tomorrow Never Comes, is out today. Roger Waters, The Lockdown Sessions, the physical release, is out. Rival Sons, Dark Fighter, is out today. Tiger Cub, The Perfume of Decay, and The Young, The Giant, Both Sides EP, are both out today. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 156, featuring Josh Todd from Buckcherry, is available now.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.